Ah, the days of working in a movie theatre, cleaning up people's leftover popcorn, drinks, mopping up the floors, and running the film projector. You know, the glamorous side of working in a film. This is the premise of Annie Baker's award-winning play, The Flick, which will be having its Sydney premiere this week at the Seymour Centre and presented by Outhouse Theatre. We're joined now by director Craig Baldwin. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Sophie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, good. In the middle of busy rehearsals, but good.
Yeah. Now, for people who are unfamiliar with the work, what is The Flick?
The Flick is a Pulitzer Prize-winning play about a group of people who work in a sort of rundown, failing movie theatre in the backwoods of Massachusetts in America. And it sort of gives their, I might say, little lives a sort of epic treatment. So while they're sweeping popcorn, betrayals happen, corruption creeps into this movie theater, love triangles occur, all while sweeping popcorn and mopping up soda.
That's a lot to happen in a small town movie theater.
Exactly. And that sort of juxtaposition creates a lot of sort of amazing comedy in it. And also this sort of beautiful thing where you sort of realize that the people who tear your tickets actually have this whole amazing life that you might not think about because they're just there tearing your ticket.
Like working in a movie theater, there's also that kind of element of, it's quite a mundane job of just, you know, sweeping and tearing tickets, serving you popcorn. How do you kind of like break that up, since this is quite a long play, isn't it?
Yeah. It's so Annie Baker, the writer, is sort of known for her hypernaturalism, you might say. So the famous thing is the Annie Baker pause. So there's sections of the play that are really in silence and are just sort of people sweeping and mopping. But the repetition of that is where, like, all those, you know, juicy betrayals and love affairs that I was talking about start to sort of slowly come out over the course of the evening. And they sort of slowly seep into your consciousness as you're watching it. So the duration of it is really part of the effect. And by the end of it, you sort of realize you are completely invested in all their trials and tribulations, even though at first you've just been watching them sweep popcorn.
Now, sweeping popcorn, that sounds like it's going to be quite a set for them to actually sweep the popcorn somewhere. How is it looking?
It's getting there. It's a lot of work. We are trying to really install a whole movie theater in the theater at the Seymour Center. So I think it's going to be one of the most exciting aspects of it. And our designer, Hugh O'Connor, has sort of imagined that this theater's heyday might have been in the 80s.
Right.
So you can imagine the kind of movie theater carpet that we've been searching for.
You got movie theater carpet.
Oh yeah, from the 80s.
What?
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I was a little too excited about the carpet when we found it.
You know it's good when the director is excited about the carpet. You know, you've talked about, like, you know, there are love trials in this, but it's actually quite a small cast. So is it like their relationships between each other or people with the outside world?
Yeah, there's a couple of sort of offstage figures that are mentioned that exert kind of a force on these characters. There's also a big transition happening in the movie theater in that the play was written in 2013 and set in 2013, where most of these small movie theaters had to switch from a film projector, a 35mm film projector, to like a digital Blu-ray kind of projector. And so that's also happening at this time. And there's this sort of beautiful sort of sense of loss of something. I always compare it to the difference between playing like a song on vinyl and getting that sort of nice, warm, crackly, sort of slightly flawed but beautiful sound, as opposed to playing, you know, a CD or an MP3, which is so sort of cold but very clear and crisp, you know. It's sort of the same difference between a movie played on film and a movie shot digitally. And the play explores that loss, and you sort of start to see how that resonates with these characters' lives in their sort of attempt for something warmer, some kind of human connection, some kind of analog lifestyle that's not about digital disconnection, I guess.
So very nostalgic in that way.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of nostalgia in it. And I think it sort of goes beyond that to sort of ask, like, is there something we've lost in our interpersonal relationships? You know, the digital age is sort of about, we're looking for flawless interaction, we're looking for sort of cold, clean interaction. And it's sort of nice to see these misfits sort of stumbling and failing and trying to connect with each other. It sort of reminds you that, you know, being human is a bit messy, and that may be something we've lost in the digital age.
Now, who's playing these messy characters?
So we have Jeremy Waters, who's playing Sam, the 35-year-old guy who's still working in the movie theater and living in his parents' attic.
Amazing.
Yes. And we have Mia Lethbridge, who she's playing the projectionist, who's a 26-year-old girl who dyes her hair green and drinks moonshine. And then we have the newcomer to the movie theater, the 20-year-old Avery, who's an African-American kid played by Justin Amank. Oh, God, I'm going to say this wrong and he's going to kill me. Amankawa. And Justin is actually 20 himself and just coming out of drama school. He's a kind of really exciting find. So I think it's exciting to have his debut be in this play. And then there's a fourth character played by Matthew Cheatham, but I'm not going to tell you anything about that character because that's got to be a surprise.
Ooh, surprises. We like it. Now, this is the Sydney premiere. How are you feeling? A lot of pressure?
You know, I'm excited by it because it really is. It was surprising to me that it hadn't been performed in Sydney yet. It's really sort of taken the world by storm, this play and Annie Baker's writing in general. Obviously, winning the Pulitzer was a big thing, but it had huge productions in New York. And I say productions because it was so successful, it went on to have a commercial run for a year after its premiere. And it had a major production at the National Theatre in London, and it's been performed sort of all over the world at this point. So, well, now that you mention it, that is actually a lot of pressure. So I hope we'll do it justice, but at least I can say the play has been tried and tested and come out well. So,
so there's also a lot of references in the play to, like, cinema, film. Is it a play for film lovers, or is it a play for people who just love theatre?
You know, both, I will say. Mm-hmm. But I would say movie lovers will. There's a character in the play who is a movie lover himself. So there is a lot in it about movies, and that nostalgia I mentioned for a time when going to the movie theater was sort of an event, and hearing the crackle of the projector coming from the projector booth had sort of a thrill, had a little excitement to it, and definitely sort of a yearning for something we've lost in movie theaters. You know, it's just not the same to sit at home and, you know, watch something on your TV with no one around and all the distractions of home life. Going to the theater is an event. So yeah, I think movie lovers would really be interested in this. And of course, there's all kinds of references to movies throughout it. So.
Well, there's an added bonus if you're a movie lover, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. We are lucky enough that Palace Cinemas has joined us to say that they will give a free 1-year membership to every ticket buyer to the flick.
There you go. If that's not a selling point, I don't know what is.
Absolutely.
Well, the flick starts from this Thursday at the Seymour Centre and will be running till April 21st. But Craig, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER.
Thanks so much, Sophie.